Yo. What have we done with this? Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We are sitting down with your friend and mine, Chairman Devin Remiker. Again, congratulations, by the way. How's that going? Is it fun? Everything that you would ever thought?
It really is. It is. No, it's great. I mean, I just spent this past weekend for our 1 year to win weekend crisscrossing the state. And, you know, my previous role at the party was a little bit more back of the house. And one thing I just really love is the state of Wisconsin. I mean, you know, it's just so different in so many different corners. And I love each and every one of them. So being able to both get out a little bit more, but also to see all the folks that are doing the work on the ground is so rewarding. And, you know, whether it was in Madison, Elkhorn, Manitowoc, people were really fired up, especially Manitowoc County. Shout out to Manitowoc County.
Oh, really?
They had like 60 people in the office. Home county, so, you know,
maybe a
hometown effect. But it was really great to see people fired up and ready to make a change.
That'd be cool because, I see Manitowoc, their county executive is going to be leaving. And
yeah,
our dear friend Shea Sortwell sounds like he wants to run, so that would suck. Anyway,
is that right? Shea Sortwell is thinking about running.
Yes, he is thinking about running.
That's very interesting.
Oh man, good stuff. So we were talking about what all of this means for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And if I were Tom Tiffany, Derek Van Orden, Brian Stile, Tony Wheat, I would be a little nervous when I saw some of those results. What do you think?
I would be too. You know, I think the issue is you don't really see that from these Republicans.
Right.
You know, they are sort of caught in this trap where loyalty to Donald Trump is actually more important to them than representing their constituents. I think Derek Van Orden is perhaps the one that makes that case most abundantly clear.
He does a great job at it.
He really just doubles down on every anti-worker policy humanly possible. And, you know, they are trying to make this bet that they can perhaps activate or motivate voters that otherwise might only show up for Trump when he's on the ballot. And I think both a lot of those individuals probably have a little bit of a buyer's remorse. But also it is going to alienate them from the rest of the more sort of regular voting population. These policies are extremely unpopular. I mean, one of the reasons that Democrats kind of beat expectations in 2022 across the country was that the Republican Party nominated the most MAGA candidate in all of their statewide primaries. And that resulted in these sort of handpicked by Trump candidates with records that didn't reflect the mainstream. And they captured kind of all the downside with none of the upside. And I think that is a big recipe for disaster, on top of the fact that we are seeing, I think, a big persuasive change amongst folks right now.
Help me out here, too, because so in the world that I have lived in since like 2015, for those who don't know, I was chairman of the Republican Party here in locally in this area. And I've always been, since he came down that stupid escalator, I've been incredibly anti-Trump. And so for the last 10 years, everything that I have done has been against, and preaching about why it's bad and talking about why it's against every one of the values that common sense conservatives should have had. And it's interesting to be in this a little bit of a flip here, to not just say, okay, we need to be against Trump because we said it sucks, but then we also need to say, hey, it's okay to not tell women what they can and can't do to their own bodies. It's okay to tell people, hey, you can marry the person that you love, those things. How do we go from we need to be anti-Trump and we need to be against this, but also this is what we're all about?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think to me, there's sort of three fundamental values that are, really at the core of what I think a lot of people are thinking about right now. and what I think the Democratic Party needs to stand for, which is we are the party that fights for the working class. And when I say working class, I don't just necessarily mean, your sort of the mythological, like middle class, you know, persuadable voter, right? I mean folks that may own their own business, may, you know, have a successful HVAC company and are doing pretty well for themselves and have like a nice place on a lake, you know, the chain of lakes in Waupaca. And they're busting their rear ends to like make that work. You know, that is not who we are actually against right now. I think that what we are up against are folks like Elon Musk, an individual who is worth over $400 billion, right? That spent $60 million on a Supreme Court race like it was a spare bet on DraftKings. You know what I mean? Like this is who is sort of moving the machinery of government against working people right now to stop anyone else from being able to get ahead. And I think that is what I mean by the working class. And when I talk about fundamental rights and freedoms, I think you hit the nail on the head. Ultimately, we're the party that wants to get government out of your life, out of your doctor's office, out of, you know, the clerk's office about telling you who you can marry, who you can love, how you can't love. And we're the party that wants to protect our democracy. You know, we are the party that wants to preserve your ability to actually choose who your elected representatives are, not have them chosen for you by gerrymandered maps drawn by politicians in the special interests that are paying them to draw the maps to preserve their power to further stack the deck against us. Like that to me is what this fight is about. And it's what the Democratic Party needs to stand for right now. And I think that is a compelling message that actually can add people to our coalition instead of feeling like there is a loyalty oath you need to take in order to buy in. I think that this is a big enough tent and we just need to find the candidates to throw the party in it.
Right. And it's interesting to kind of talk about authenticity versus ideology. You know, that's something that I think the Democrats really have down is we have authentic candidates and the other side, all they have is, well, we're as Trumpy as we can be. You know, and it's really interesting to see Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to polish that turd, you know, and going on places like The View and, you know, whatever. We're talking with Devin Remiker, chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. We're going to continue this discussion right after this, and we're going to talk about, again, Wisconsin and what are we going to do here in 2026? Everyone's favorite subject. Stick around.